This is the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. And this is another Saturday short episode of the Skirted Roundtable. And this is a little piece of the end of our discussion on kitchens, which we posted just this week, that didn't make it into the final podcast, but we thought was good to share. So please enjoy the Skirted Roundtable Saturday short.
Here was a kitchen and house beautiful last year. It was actually from Houston, and there were red lanterns.
And there was all that
twirl. And there was twirl in the cabinetry. And the cabinetry was designed as armoires. And in fact, that the house that I just worked on, we literally copied the cabinetry, you know, of the armoire design doors with the chicken wire and the red toile. And it was green. I just thought that was
beautiful. I love that kitchen too. And when you were talking about the lanterns, I was trying to remember where those pictures, and I knew that's what you were talking about. That was a gorgeous kitchen.
Why did everyone love that kitchen? Why? Because the cabinetry was scrolled. It was romantic. There was the toile that added a romance.
The lanterns brought a whimsical feel to it. It wasn't, you know, super French, you know, sort of Provence, Pierre sort of thing. The lanterns brought this really fun element into it. And so did the cabinetry.
It was just very warm and, I don't know, cozy. It was just a wonderful kitchen. That girl's very lucky that lives there.
I pulled out a picture a couple of years ago of a kitchen that I just loved, and it took me a long time to figure out what it was I loved about it. And it was kind of a scullery looking kitchen. And I don't want to talk about it because I know Christopher Peacock has his scullery, and it's not.
I love those kitchens.
Yeah, to me, those are too much. I think they're just too overdone. What I liked about this kitchen was it did have the painted cabinets that were kind of cream and kind of aged looking, but it had a wooden countertop on the center island, plus the stone on the main workspace, and a lot of use of copper. And the subway tile backsplash, but bigger tiles. So to me, it sort of was reminiscent, if you go through really big old mansions that had, from the Victorian era, that had that had the kitchen, the scullery maids, and, you know, the big, huge sinks and the big, huge, you know, really a working kitchen.
You're describing an English kitchen, and the English, they spend a fortune on their kitchens to make them look like they didn't spend a fortune.
Right,
they have the most gorgeous kitchens in the world.
And that's sort of I like that, you know, that sort of careful, careless, it looks like it could have been there forever, not fancy, not scrolled up, not, you know, not for company kitchen.
Right. I agree. You know, what do you like? You know, you can't pin down what you like because there's so many different things that, you know, are fabulous. But I love an English kitchen.
Are you talking about the ones that have the big open fireplaces and the... sort of dark. That's what I'm
kind of dark.
Like they have flagstone floors and they have a wood countertop, and then they have a stone countertop. How do you pronounce it?
Aga. Yeah.
You know, cooktop. And,
you know, they're not done. I mean, they're done.
They have a farm sink. They don't have matching
cabinetry. As opposed to those super tricked out, like super designery, I don't like the ones you're talking about, but I also don't like what those opposed to. You know, the ones where they feel almost like a living room. They're so done.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about something you would find in an English country home.
Like in the Cotswolds.
Or here in Newport, some of the mansions in Newport. You know, these were not places where the owners of the home ever stepped foot near. You know, they weren't meant for company. They were strictly meant for the help. But I like this sort of feel of those when I've seen the pictures or I visited those. Just the big, huge pots and the big, huge, you know, they really were the heart of what a kitchen's supposed to be. And I think that's sort of what I don't like about the fancy kitchens that, as you said, the people who don't cook, but they buy these huge fancy appliances.
Can I say something?
No. Yes, of course, Joni.
Okay. Well, one other thing. You know, they used to design kitchens so the smell wouldn't go through the house. The smell of the food cooking was, in the early, 1900s. Yeah. The kitchen was far away, so you couldn't smell the food cooking. Today, you know, it's very in vogue to have these open kitchens, and they're open to the den, so everyone can watch you cooking. And I don't like that. I have decided when I have a dinner party, you know, I'll have someone come in and help me, or my housekeeper, will come help. And I just like the kitchen closed off. I think they've gotten so much a part of the rooms today, and there's no definition. I wish my kitchen was closed off. It's not. Yeah. It's open.
I don't like that. I don't like that trend where you have the family room, the kitchen the overlooking room the family room. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Everyone talks about, it's bringing the family together. But I don't think it really brings the family together. I think it just, people aren't really using it. Yeah.
Well, they say, when we have a dinner party and we're cooking, everyone sits around and watches me cook. Who wants to sit around and watch anyone cook?
That's what happens, is it's because the host is in the kitchen. So I think
people always talk about ending up in the kitchen.
Yeah, people do always end up in the kitchen.
Not in my house. Well, my kitchen is part of my whole living room, so I have one of those, unfortunately. But you know what? I mean, I love the old feature of the butler door, my kitchen in San Francisco was closed off like that, and I loved it. I love that swinging door with the brass handle.
And another feature they're bringing back now, they did away with it, was a butler's pantry. I love a butler's pantry.
Oh, I love a butler's pantry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Willow Decor just put in a butler's pantry in her kitchen that was to die for. And I saw that, and I just thought, oh, my God. I was just green for 3 days thinking about how gorgeous her butler's pantry was. And, I love that. I love the look of it, everything about it. It's so functional.
Really functional. My great aunt lived in a house that had been my her parents. So they bought it in, 1895. It was Victorian outside of Boston. And the kitchen, she had never updated it. So the kitchen was really useless, basically. But it had, because it had no cabinetry, but it had the most beautiful pantry of original wood and all of the glass-fronted cabinets and drawers and between the kitchen and then the dining room and the swinging door. And I just loved that. I mean, I would just kill. Like right now, my kitchen is about the size of that butler's pantry. But just having something like that, I think is just so elegant.
I think we all need butler's pantries.
And I need the butler too, quite frankly.
I know.
I need someone to shine my silver.
Call Eddie Ross.
He loves to shine.
He looks like he knows his way around the shining cloth. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill with Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com or download our podcast via iTunes. Thanks so much. We will be back soon, and we appreciate you listening.